silly could be counterproductive in a minor way because people might want to accumulate gold and would be importing gold and thereby worsening our balance of payments. But if you saw some political advantage, I doubt it. I think that, you know, the number of people who worry about this, I don't think it's one.
Well, person, that one understand it is very small.
1/100 of 1%.
Yeah. Thank you.
what we're doing about it. Because this is perhaps the major weapon that we have for reestablishing our position in international trade. We have price stability whereas other countries are inflating.
But we have price stability in other countries. Why then is the value over the dollar?
Well, you know, we haven't had it long enough, and the difference between us and the other countries has not been so great. So you accent the importance. You would use this opportunity, and maybe we can, at that time, want to announce something on the price front, you know. In any case, a re-emphasis of your determination to curb inflation.
Agreement
without it, and
we bought it on time.
you said before.
We are, yes, we are moving, in this plan, we are moving in parallel with what we proposed. And to the extent that we are able to improve our balance of payments and trade position, we're clearing up one of the greatest problems in the monetary system, namely the big overhang of the U.S. problem. It has to get solved before you can put any machinery into place as a sort of a stable money proposition.
As far as looking plan of thought in your mind, is the I don't know how these conversations are going to go on trade. I'm very much discouraged. On monetary reform, well, proceeding at a snail's pace, no sense of urgency. This crisis may give us a strong lever and we may move forward as a result, but we can't be sure. The way my thinking has been running is that, you send the everlies of this world, and then we everlies and individuals have been having that function, and they get together, and they wrestle, and they debate, and they just irritate one another and get nowhere. I'm afraid that's the mood. My own thinking has been running in this direction more and more, of trade, monetary reform, and defense, international security, will all have to be handled together and will have to be done at the summit level. But to handle it at that level, we've got to be more fully prepared, I would say, than we are at the moment, because if you go into a summit conference, you will want to be very sure as to precisely the point where you want to come out and then know the margin for it could be negotiated out. But we want to try and work these things out. You see, they're related. But I would not be surprised if in the end it would have to be done that way. And I just mention this as something you might want to keep in the back of your mind in the months ahead.
By summit, do you mean just the big six? Japan, Italy,
just
France, Germany,
and
England,
maybe,
the U.S.?
And maybe not even the big six, maybe the big four or five. The rest will fall into place.
Japan, England, France, Germany, U.S. Right. That's it.
Well, now you take the Smithsonian Conference. It's a very good indication. Your meeting with Pompidou, that really settled the thing. Sure, a lot of things to work out after that, but they all fell into place. Without that, we'd be lost. The finance ministers would have met and continued meeting, we would have gotten nowhere. And I think our strongest card is, we don't have strong cards on trade, considering the way the world is organized.
And for themselves.
Well, for themselves. I think that's a better way of putting it.
Sure.
And on the monetary side, our strong card is defense. We are protecting the world, and they know it.
Yeah, they don't want to.
It's a hard card for you to play. I know that. But this is something that you and you alone can best evaluate at the right time.
Yes, I can come that far today. All right, then, for
3 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
And the mill is meeting at 10 o'clock, 4.
Yes, sir.
When I want George there.
President, if you see him with some frequency, whether you see him for 5 minutes or an hour, doesn't matter.
He hasn't, so